Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining me. It's your host, Diane Rosina Jones, and you are listening to Becoming Who I Am. It's certainly a pleasure to be with you again on this morning. I hope that you got your coffee, your tea, your latte, whatever it is that you normally get on a wonderful Sunday morning when you're relaxing and just get ready to have some stimulating discussion, dialogue, conversation with your girl and enjoy yourself. Just relax for just about an hour and just allow us to just have some great discussion today. I'm just excited about life. Okay, you guys already know by now that it is just good. Life is good. Struggles, trials, tests, lessons come, experience come. But in general, you should be excited about life. Just the possibility of doing this thing one more time. So I really want to go ahead and just get right into our topic today, but I'm going to go ahead and do our formalities. If you want to give me a call, for those of you who want to join me in the chat room is open. If you'd like to call in, you certainly can. That's 760-695-5620. And once again, that's 760-695-5620. I know many of you call in, you listen, you have the number already with you, you just call in and listen wherever you are. We certainly appreciate that. If you're at your computer and you want to send me a tweet while we're on the air, you know how to reach me. That, or you can, if we're friends on Facebook, you can go ahead and put a comment on my Facebook page. I'll be checking that during the show. And also, if we're not friends on Facebook, you can actually go to my Transforming Life Institute Facebook page, post your comments there as well. I'll be checking. And last but not least, you can go to my website. That's www.transforminglifeinstitute.com. Once again, that's www.transforminglifeinstitute.com. There you can sign up to become a VIP member. I cannot stress this enough. Right now, the membership for Transforming Life is only $25 for the entire year. I will let you know that that will be changing. So this is your time to kind of jump on it. Sign up to become a VIP member. Be in the loop for all upcoming events, workshops, seminars, conferences. Some big things are happening. You'll be able to get products at a discounted price. You'll be the first to know. You'll be in the know when it comes to Transforming Life Institute. And that's really something that you want to be a part of. As we go forward, there's some big things happening that will be happening in regards to the Institute, and I certainly want you to be a part of it as we expand, as we grow. Go ahead and get in on the ground floor and be that VIP member at this time. If you don't want to sign up for VIP membership, you certainly can go ahead and sign up as a free subscriber, and you'll still be able to participate in the community forum. There'll be some items that you won't have access to, but certainly you'll be able to participate in the general things in the forum. Coming soon, we're going to go back to a monthly live chat that probably will begin in September. So once a month, you'll be able to chat with me live for an hour in the evenings. I don't know what day and time we're going to be yet, but we'll be able to chat live, and that will be starting in September. So I look forward to that. I'm getting, I'm getting excited in regards to just all of the things that are going on. And during our live chat, we'll be able to discuss some different topics that you may have on your heart and your mind. It may be kind of like a transformational life session. However, it's also going to be informational, and you'll be on the ground floor in regards to finding out information about upcoming products, new books that are going to be released, just conferences, workshops, seminars. Next year, Transforming Life is kicking off with its first conference. I'm telling you, you really actually don't want to miss it. You really do want to be a VIP member. You'll have many discounts in regards to registration for that conference that we're going to have. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. We're going to talk about today why I know it's going to happen, because we all need to not only just live our lives in a comfortable, content way, but at some point in our lives, we have to dare greatly. So today's show is about daring greatly. So I've given out that information, chat room open. You can tweet me. You can Facebook, send me a comment on Facebook. You can go to Transforming Life Institute, send a comment. You can go to the Transforming Life webpage and send a comment. I do want to say thank you, too, for all of the faithful listeners who have continuously been with Becoming Who I Am since the beginning. Kind of hard to believe that it's been since May 2011 that we've been on the air. I do so appreciate you. I appreciate you letting me know that you love the topics that we discuss, that you need the topics that we discuss, that the show is actually impacting your life in a positive way, helping you to become all that it is God created you to be, helping you to expand, transform, grow, change, helping you to change from that caterpillar into that butterfly. So I love your comments. I love your feedback. I love it when you reach out to me and just let me know how the show has impacted you. I love it. I love to hear your feedback and your comments, and I welcome those, and I hope that you'll continue to send those. As well, you certainly know that if you'd like a transformational life session with me, you certainly can go to my website, www.transforminglifeinstitute.com. Click on Contact Us, schedule a transformational life session. You can go ahead and put in a time and date, and then we'll coordinate from there in regards to it. Okay, you can click on set an appointment and go from there. And I am available, whether that's by phone, whether that's by a video meeting, certainly. And if you're in the Atlanta area, then I'm available in person as well. So definitely, this is the season to dare greatly. This is the season to take the risk to become, okay, all that it is God created you to be. This is the season for you to look back at the dreams, the hopes, the goals that you let go because life was throwing you a curveball, and kind of grab hold of that and understand that it's not too late for you to pursue that. It's not too late for you to go after that. It's not too late for you to accomplish that. It's not too late. If you are still here, I'm a firm believer that as long as you're on this journey, it's never too late, never too late. So we disregard age. We disregard circumstances and situations. We disregard finances. We disregard education. I'm one that even disregards knowledge or information in regards to that, because I believe that when you tap into what it is that you are here to do, who it is God created you to be, it does not matter whether you actually have the money for it, the education for it, or even the knowledge at this time. Knowledge and education will come. Training and learning come. Money comes. And those are the things that we draw to us when we get in position to walk and dare greatly. So I want to go ahead and say that, of course, we've already talked about Facebook and Twitter, but I'm also on LinkedIn. So if you want to reach out to me and connect with me on LinkedIn, you can do that as well. certainly if you want to reach out to me on Google Plus, I'm on there also. I want to take a moment, too, as well, to thank those of you who have supported my product in regards to my two books and have purchased the book, whether it be in print or ebook. Your support is greatly appreciated. I see you. I hear you loud and clear. I thank you so much. And I hope that just upon reading the books, that the books will meet you where you're at and help you to further that which you're doing in your life in order to become, okay, to become all. So we know that we already are who it is that God created us to be, but this is about how you walk that out. How do you walk out who it is you are to become? Because a lot of us are not living at the level that we were created to live at. Most of us are not living at that level, and it has to do with our ability to take that risk, to dare greatly. It has to do with our belief in the possibility of being able to take the risk and do whatever it is that you were called to do, and know that the universe supports you and conspires in your favor to bring that to pass. We know last week we talked about manifesting our dreams. This is basically a continuation of that, but a continuation in the way that how do you go about doing it? We know that manifestation requires us to prepare. We know that it requires us to be ready. We know that it requires us to work, you see, in order to get that done. So we know we have to work in order to accomplish this. However, what we also know is that many times when it comes to when it comes to manifesting our dreams, it will require you to dare greatly. It's going to require you to come outside of your comfort zone. It's going to require you to do something that may frighten you. But daring greatly has to do with doing it even though you're afraid. Allow your vision, allow your dreams, allow your goals, allow who it is that you know that you're supposed to become. Allow that to inspire you more than the fear of failure frightens you. Because really what it is, when we talk about daring greatly, the problem in regards to why most of us don't take the risk that we need to take in order to become who it is that we were created to be and walk in our destiny and our purpose. Because now, understand this, everything that you were created to be, your purpose, your destiny is already within you. So there's nothing that you need that is not already within. It may need to be cultivated. It may need to be sharpened. It may need to be honed. You may need to learn other life lessons in order to be able to facilitate and maneuver in that space of who it is that you were created to be. However, you already possess all that you need in order to accomplish everything that you want to accomplish. You're a finished product. This is the truth. The truth is that when you came into this level of consciousness, when you were birthed into this realm, when you were born with everything that you needed to become. Somewhere along the way, society, nature, nurture, external influences, media, educational structures, institutionalized educational structures, somewhere along the way, life and stuff and people and thoughts and beliefs hinder in some ways who it is we are to become. So then what happens is that all that is within you, it becomes merely potential. That's what we mean by potential. When you have the potential to do something, that means that it's within you to accomplish it. However, whether you get it accomplished or not has to do with your ability to dare greatly. It has to do with your ability to take the risk. It has to do with your ability to allow your courage to overrule your fear. It has to do with the ability to have faith in not only God, but have faith in God, have faith in yourself, have faith in the process. See, because that's required. Some of us, we have faith in God, but we don't have faith in ourselves. So then we want God to move, we want God to do, we want God to perform, but we don't understand that as an extension of God, as the individualized, you see, expression of God manifested in the flesh, that what happens is that we actually are the doers. So then when we understand that I am the doer, then not only do I have to trust and believe God, I actually have to trust and believe in me. And in order to dare greatly, one of the first things you have to do is to believe in yourself. Not just believe in the vision, not just believe in God, not just know that he is able. Because we know he's able. And you know, when I say he, I don't really mean that as a masculine, feminine thing. That's just for convenience, because we know God is so much more than male or female. But many of us have confidence in God, but we don't have confidence in self. So a part of being confident in self is understanding how you are connected to God, how you are one with the God mind, how the Spirit of God dwells within you, and your ability to connect with that will allow you to dare greatly in your life. So certainly we want to, when we talk about daring greatly, we talk about taking calculated risks that lead you closer and closer to fulfilling the purpose and destiny of your life. We're not talking about foolishness. I remember years ago I talked to my son in regards to learning how to tell the difference between being wise and being foolish. So we're not talking about taking risks that would leave you in a situation worse than what you are now, so to speak. So then one of the ways that you can actually gauge what type of risk you should take is that you really do have to be able to tap into your intuition. I did a show a few months back in regards to intuition. It may have been some time frame around, I don't know, I would have to guess, and say it could have been anywhere between February and March, because I know that was around the time that I was finishing my master thesis, and I did that on intuition and how to tap into it. So one of the things that we want to understand this, you know, I'm always about giving you the steps. So in order to live your life at a place where you can dare greatly each and every day, that you can do something outside of your comfort zone to become, to achieve, to transform, to expand, to grow, because it is really all about growing into the person that you were created to be. It's about letting go, really, of all of the things that you were taught that actually hinder who it is God created you to be. We have to really kind of unlearn some things, because we live in a society that really has pumped so much information to us, until really we actually going to have to undo some of our learning in order for many of us to become, because who you were created to be does not line up with what you're being told, with what you see, with how it's supposed to go, with the A, B, C, D, E, with the way the business plan is supposed to unfold, the strategic plan is supposed to unfold. Really, it's something, it's a new thing. It's something not new under the sun, because we know there's nothing new under the sun, but it's a new thing in regards to you are an individualized expression of God manifested in the flesh. So if you're an individualized expression of God manifested in the flesh, even if you have a concept for a dream or purpose, or your destiny has a similar business plan to somebody else, because you're that individualized expression, it's still going to have just your unique fingerprint on it. There's going to be something different about it based upon who you are. And in order for us to even get to a place where we understand that and realize that and walk in that, we have to be able to dare greatly, to be able to get out of the box, to be able to get out of the concept of it's always done like this, it's always done like that. You always have to have this in order to get that. I've got to get here first to get there. You know, what I actually shared with my son is there's all of these great concepts and ideas that he had in regards to what he wanted to do in his life, especially when it came to helping others. But he thought that, you know, like many people, we think that we have to complete A, B, C, D in order to go out and help someone else. But really know this, that even if you're one who follows the Bible, biblically, many of the disciples, okay, we're going to get biblical for you this morning, many of the disciples were disciples while they were becoming. So many of them had not already arrived. A lot of times we're being taught based upon the information that's coming into us. We're thinking that you already have to arrive at a certain point before you can become, before you can do, before you can reach out, before you can reach that dream, that goal. But in many ways, what happens, the way that you can actually begin to manifest and work towards and prepare, now this is preparation as well, so I'm not talking about going out and starting a company where you have not prepared in any way for that. What I'm talking about is having a mindset and having the belief in God and having the belief in yourself to understand that daring greatly may mean that you are willing to take a risk. Okay, when God says move, when intuition says move, despite what it is that you see in the physical as far as manifestation. So manifestation does mean I'm ready. It does mean preparation. However, what it could mean as far as I'm ready is it could actually mean that you're ready to move when God says move. Not when necessarily when the bank says, you know, it's okay for you to move. Not necessarily when your credit say it's okay to move. Not necessarily when your family and friends think it's fine or when the children or the husband or the wife think it's fine. But ready when God says move, then you move. So being prepared and being ready has to do with the fact that daring greatly will mean that I get myself into a position where I believe God. Okay, most of us, all of us believe God, okay? But we need God to, because we don't believe in ourselves, this is what often happens. We got to have a miracle, okay? I'm getting ready to break it down for you. Because many of us believe in God, but we don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe in our connection to God. We don't believe in the oneness, that one mind. We don't believe that when we hear the Spirit of God speak within us, that it's God speaking to us, that we're supposed to move. Because we don't believe that, then most of the times we get into situations in our lives, we have experiences in our lives which require a miracle. There has to be some spiritual intervention on your behalf because you won't move. So then you need God to step from the realms of, you see, from the realms of heaven. I'm going to use that terminology based upon the fact that many people understand what I'm referring to. You need him to step from, you see, heaven and touch your situation and make it happen because you have not the belief that you can dare greatly and move forward just on his word. Just on the word, when you hear the word in your spirit that says, today, go and see that person about the loan, you are daring greatly when you go and see the person about the loan, despite the fact of what your credit report says, despite the fact of what your savings account looks like, despite the fact that you don't have the educational background to do that which you've been called to do as of yet. So that's what it means to dare greatly. That's an example. An example of daring greatly is to line up my thoughts and my behavior and my actions with that of the God mind. So if I disconnect from how, not totally disconnect till you're just untouched, you know, you're not in touch with reality as far as society and what's happening in the world and things like that. But if you can disconnect just enough to reconnect with the God in you, then you can dare greatly, because what will happen is that you will find, and you know I'm a big person as far as when I am big on journaling, so I don't think that you would have the possibility or even that you would be able to successfully navigate this daring greatly concept if you don't journal. Because I find that God speaks to me in different ways, in different times, in different hours. And some of the things that I hear may frighten me more than others, so then I need to hear it more than once. So I do journal. I encourage journaling. So I know that as we prepare and get ourselves ready for the manifestation of our dreams and to walk in the power of who it is that we were created to be, what that means, that not only do I have to believe in God, I have to believe in me. I have to believe in the vision and the dream that God is birthing within me. Once I believe in that, nothing can stop me. Nothing or no one. When I believe in the fact and understand the power within me, who I am, and that I maintain and I possess a creative ability within me to bring about all that I can dare to dream, then when I hear spirit connect with my spirit and I hear move now, I move now. When I hear go, I go. When I hear do this, I do that. Now, I'll tell you, I'm one of the first people that will argue up and down with spirit. I'm just telling you the truth. I will hear something in my spirit that I'm supposed to do, that I'm supposed to say, a choice I'm supposed to make, and maybe initially I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So I'm not saying that daring greatly means that as soon as you hear it, we always jump, because a lot of us like to analyze things a bit too much. A lot of us like to ponder and think on it. A lot of us are trying to work out the whole solution. We want to see how it's going to end. If I do this, if I do that, what's going to happen next? So for those of us who have that tendency, then we find that maybe we have to hear that thing more than once in our spirit. So I encourage you, believe in God. Trust God. Trust that the universe has your best interest at hand. Trust in what is said in the book of Jeremiah, that he knows his thoughts towards you, you know, good thoughts, see, to bring about a good end. Trust that. I know what it looks like in regards to society. I know what the news is saying. I know what some of the physical manifestation is. I know that there are things that are happening in our world, in our societies, in our lives, in our communities, in our homes that look totally contrary to what it is I'm saying right now. But see, that's a part of daring greatly. If you cannot find it in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit to actually believe God, then daring greatly won't work in your life. That's first and foremost. Come hell or high water, you have to get to a place where there is something within you that says it does not matter what I go through. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what I see around me. It doesn't matter what. Come hell or high water, I'm going to believe God. And when you have that firm belief that God, that the universe is working to conspire for your good. Now, some of us have a belief, and our belief is we being punished. Our belief is that life is a bitch. Our belief is that, you know, I don't know, we pay taxes and die, whatever your belief is. Some of us have firm beliefs, but I'm saying that one of the ways in order for you to dare greatly is you have to switch your belief system. We talked about this many, many shows ago. I talk about it in my second book, Dancing with the Universe. You need to get your copy. If you're dealing with the fact that you have beliefs that are actually hindering you from obtaining your goals, your hopes, your dreams, if there are beliefs that have been handed down to you that you have inherited from your family, many of us have beliefs that we inherited. you know, those innate things that we actually think aren't hindering us, but they are. The little subtle things like women don't do that kind of job, or, you know, you're just not good at that. You're not good at math, or, you know, maybe you need to stay in your lane. You know, you shouldn't, men don't do that, or you'll never be able to accomplish this, or black people don't do this, or white people don't do that, whatever the case may be. A lot of times these hidden beliefs, systems that we were brought up on, that we inherited from other people, we are afraid to challenge those. We are afraid to reevaluate those. We are afraid to change our minds. We are afraid to say, I don't believe that anymore. And so what I'm saying, when it comes to daring greatly, maybe the first thing that many of us need to do is we need to go back and see what it is that we believe in the context of what it is that we want to achieve, especially if it's not coming to pass, especially if you say that you're ready, you have prepared, and it's not manifesting. Then what you need to look at is, what is it that I actually believe in regards to this? Is there anything that I believe that is hindering me? You don't have to share it with anyone. You don't have to tell anybody. You can put it in your journal, and you can discuss it with the Godhead, the God mind, the spirit within. But be truthful. We know that on this journey that we've been talking about, all of these shows, we know that everything that we discuss, when it comes to transforming your life, one thought at a time, which is the slogan for Transforming Life Institute, it requires truth. It does not require you to go out and tell everyone else your truth, but it requires you to be able to discuss your truth within yourself. So if you are able to discuss your own truth, then you'll have a problem with daring greatly. Because if you find that there's a hindrance and you don't have the ability to step out on the faith that is required in order to accomplish the dream, the goal, in order to reach the destiny, to walk in your purpose, then really you do have to be able to start with your own truth to find out what's hindering you. 9 times out of 10, y'all know this is how I work it. This is how I deal with it. That's why I am a transformational life coach. However, I'm not that type of coach as others. You know, everyone that basically knows me knows that if you come to me with a problem, so to speak, if you come to me about an experience that you're having, then what I'm going to talk about is who you are being during that moment. Because the truth is that when we have experiences, when we have problems, when we encounter situations, especially if we encounter them more than once, then really it's not the experience, it's not the problem, it's not the situation that needs to shift. It's who we are being in that moment that needs to shift. And 9 times out of 10, that means it's some belief system that we have that keeps us from shifting and changing, and helps us to remain stuck in the situation. So I challenge you that if you want to dare greatly, then the first thing you need to do is be able to be real with yourself. What is it that you really believe, especially when manifestation is not occurring in your life? Do you believe that you don't deserve it? Does part of you say, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to own this, I want to become that, I want to write, I want to own a business, I want to start a school, I want to be a teacher? But deep down inside, you don't believe it. Deep down inside, you don't think you're worthy of it. Deep down inside, you don't think it'll never occur, not for you. See, those are the beliefs that you have to get to, you have to root out in order to dare greatly. Once you are able to actually root out the fact of what those beliefs are that are hindering you from daring greatly, nothing will be able to stop you. Nothing but you. Once you understand and know that God is for you, not against you, once you understand and know that everything you need in order to be, you already have, once you understand that you have the ability to tap into the mind of God for your life, and that it does not matter when you're in position, when you're ready, when you're open to God's wisdom and that intuitive being kicks in. When you understand that it doesn't matter what you look like on paper, what I mean by paper, your education, your finances, your credit score. See, these are things that society has designed to try and identify us and group us, you know, whether you're the 1% of the you know, the 24%. When you understand that, when you get that, then you'll know that you can dare greatly. You know that you can walk in and it doesn't matter what it looks like on paper. When God says move, you move. And that when you move in timing with what God is speaking and you dare greatly, that manifestation will occur, that dreams will come true, that your reality will shift, that your experiences shift, that you'll find that you're doing things that others say couldn't be done because they were following the format or the formula created by society or the formula and format created and taught to them by family, the belief systems that they inherited, that you do A, B, C, D before you get to Z. But I'm saying a part of daring greatly is being able to move to M if God says move to M. If God says go to O, go to O. If he say go to A, go to A. When you get to a place in your life where you're able to do that, and do if you need to, you know, you can do like, you know, many of the biblical characters. There's one story in the Bible, and I don't remember where it's at. I know it's in the Old Testament, where God was asked to wet the fleece on one side, and then he's like, turn it over, let that side be dry. It was really like, okay, God, if this is really you, you're speaking to me, then do this, do that. Many of us have been taught that we can't ask God questions. We can't ask him why. We can't challenge God. But really, we're talking about ourselves now, because if this God dwells within me, then what we're saying when we say we can't question, we can't ask, we're saying that we can't even dig within ourselves to become, to know who it is we are and what we truly were created to be and what we truly possess and what we can do within ourselves. So when you don't want to or cannot or have thought that you are separate from God, that you can't question God, that you can't know God, that you don't have the ability to tap into God, then really it hinders you from knowing yourself. Okay, I'm telling you the truth. Because the more that you know, the closer that you get, the more that you learn, the more you connect, the more that you understand it based upon your understanding, because all of us don't have the same level of understanding. We won't and we shouldn't, and that's okay. But the more that you understand who God is and how God operates and how this universe operates and the laws under which this universe operates, then the more you understand yourself, you understand what you possess already and the ability that you have. So when I get this, when I understand this, then I move. And many of you know my story, and I'm going to share a little bit of it to tell you, to give you an example of what I mean by daring greatly. And really, it's only because I don't have anybody else's story to tell right now. Yeah, I don't have permission to tell anybody else's story right now, so I'll tell my own. Many of you know that I was already established in Maryland with a job, a home, in graduate school, and all of this other good stuff. But I was very discontent in my life. So at that point in my life on paper, things were looking pretty good. You know, homeowner, not a lot of debt, good job with the city, had a consulting firm at the time where I was charging good money as an organizational development human resource consultant in graduate school at Johns Hopkins University. For ODHR as well. So on paper, things are looking good. Ordained minister at the time, of foundation minister of a church, had been for 12 years. Oh, paper looking good. But I was miserable. I was discontent because at that time for me, and I'm not saying this, I'm talking about my vision, so I'm not talking about right or wrong. See, that's where we get into an area of difficulty because we have allowed other people to define what's right and wrong for us or what's right and wrong in regards to what success is. So then when we pursue someone else's right and wrong or someone else's success, a lot of times we can achieve and accomplish that, but then we find we're discontent. So if you're in a situation now or if you're having an experience now where you have achieved, so to speak, some of the things that society says should count as success and you are still discontent, then you know really you have not dared greatly. Because what you have accomplished is someone else's concept of what your success should be. And in order for you to dare greatly, you'll have to go beyond that and choose, begin to choose that which brings your soul joy, which brings you bliss. You see, you tap into your soul work, that which brings you peace, which brings you harmony. So, long story short, I was totally, completely, thoroughly discontent to the point of misery until I just couldn't take it anymore. So here's you know, and I'm not encouraging anyone to drop everything and leave everything, but I'm trying to give you an example in regards to how you can dare greatly in your life. So I began to meditate more, pray more, journal more. I pray, meditate, journaled. Wrote down whatever it is that Spirit would tell me, even though I didn't know what it meant at that time or it didn't seem logical, didn't seem rational. It seemed far out. It seemed crazy. Wrote it down anyway. So that's what I'm seeing. What happens is when you start to really kind of tap into your intuition and you're really hearing from the mind of God, write it down. It doesn't matter what it is. You're not going to share it with anyone else. It's for your privacy. Write it down and let it be. You don't have to decode it. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to analyze it. You don't even have to go back to it for then. I recommend dating it. I always used to date my notes in my journal. So when I went back to it, I could see when God actually gave it to me. Because most of the times you'll find that you're going to end up going back to something that God gave you maybe months or maybe years prior. But at the time when you received it, you weren't ready to move on it. So I journaled, got to the point where I was so discontent until I was willing to listen to what God said, and I was willing to move on it. So I moved very quickly and did some things that other people were like, she did what? Sold my house, got an agent on a Thursday, had three offers on a Sunday, went to closing in 2 weeks, sold my house, moved, okay? And did a number of series of things. So all throughout my life, those things have been happening. So what happened also is as I shifted and moved in regards to what I was learning, then I realized that God was surrounding me with people who were helping me for the journey that I was about to take, for the journey I was about to go on, for who I was becoming. As you begin to dare greatly, you will find that you will become surrounded by people for where you're going, not where you've been. And sometimes that's very frightening because we don't want to let go of those people that we've had in our lives that have supported and loved us. And I'm not talking about letting go, kicking to the curb, never speaking to them again, but you'll find that your inner circle, the people that you're closest to, when you know that you are daring greatly, when you know that you're moving in regards to how the Spirit is speaking, you will find yourself interacting with or moving close to or being surrounded by people who are going where you're going, people who have already been where you're going, you see, or in that instance, people that can teach you that which you need to know in order to get to that next level, to accomplish that dream, to accomplish that mission. If you find that this year you have a small circle of people And then 5 years from now, you have that same small circle, and you guys talking about the same thing, you're doing the same thing, none of you have grown and expanded, then you can certainly know that you're not daring greatly in your life. You can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you actually are not listening to what the Spirit is saying within you in regards to your hopes, your goals, your dreams. There is an impossibility of connecting through your intuitive being, because we're all intuitive beings. There's an impossibility of connecting to God and moving when God says move, and then 5 years later you find yourself in the same place you were at 5 years ago. It just won't happen. Okay? So then to illustrate that story, I moved, let go everything, lost everything, had to start all over again, new career, new this, new that, whatever. And throughout the years, strategically, when God has told me to move, I moved. When he said move, I wrote the first book. When he said move, I started the publishing company. Knew nothing about it. God sent people into my life to help me create it, that taught me what I needed to know in order to do it. As I was doing that, then God said, okay, do the radio show. Then I moved and created Transforming Life Institute. Once I got to Transforming Life Institute, I realized that I had been surrounded with people who were studying metaphysics or live metaphysical lives, or, you know, then it was like, okay, all of a sudden I'm surrounded by people who not only meditate but do yoga or vegans or, you know, things like that. And I could not have planned that, but it was the fact that I was willing to dare greatly outside of my comfort zone. And as I dared greatly to move, as God says move, then he surrounded me with the people that I needed to be surrounded with in order to help to prepare me for who it is that I am becoming, you see? So then as I did that, the more you do it, the more you tap into it, the more you're willing to take that risk, to dare greatly, to make that one step, to make that one move, you'll find that you will actually be surrounded by those that you need to help you further your journey, your purpose, your destiny, to help you reach those goals, those dreams. Now, I am not telling you that it's going to be easy. I'm not telling you that it's going to happen overnight. I'm not telling you that tomorrow you're going to wake up a multimillionaire. I am saying that a part of becoming ING, it requires you to dare greatly, to step outside of who it is you're being at this very moment and take one more step towards who it is that you are to become. That's what I'm saying. So then as I did all of that, what I found is that I had a timetable for what I thought I would be doing, when I would be doing it. But God had his own timetable in regards to how book two came out, and that manifested, how the new career manifested, which I had not previously picked out, had no idea what I would be doing or how I would be doing it. But I knew enough to dare greatly. I remember I told the story last week, which really wasn't a story, but I gave a little information, and the God reminded me that I was working for one company, and I had that position. I was secure in that position. I had been there a couple of years, and that's once I moved here to Georgia. And a recruiter came to me and said, you know, I'd like to send you to this other company. I think you would be a good fit for them. They would be a good fit for you. And I believed him. So I dared greatly and left where I was to go where a complete stranger said I should be. It was one of the best moves that I made since I got to Georgia. Okay. And as a result, I remember, I'm just giving you examples. I remember the day that I was just struggling with the car that I paid off, and it was just giving me all kinds of grief. We all know that situation where as soon as you pay it off, that's it. I remember that clear as day in my mind, I was set to go and get another used vehicle. But God said, okay, go down here to this dealer and pick out a brand new car. And I called ahead of time and told them what I wanted. And when I walked up in there, it was ready. I got it. And I knew, I was like, well, you know, my credit don't say this. But I had the tenacity to not only try and go online and got pre-approved for a certain amount with an interest rate, right? So this is how you do it. This, we're talking about Darren Greatley. We're talking about, we're not talking about foolishness. We're talking about wisdom. So now I didn't go off somewhere and talk about God said, give me that Bentley and I don't have no money. I went because I understood I didn't have cash, so I wouldn't be making payments. So we're not talking about foolishness. We're talking about wisdom. So I did go somewhere, and when I got there, I told them how much I was already pre-approved at and how much the interest rate already was based upon the pre-approval and that I could go anywhere. So, see, the daring greatly is how dare she step up in here and tell us that she got options. So since I have options, this is what I want. I want a better deal than what I have already. Okay, I want a lower interest rate and a better vehicle and this, that, and all the other, and I walked out of there with it. So then, so that's what I'm referring to. I'm using these things as examples because I want you to know that that goes across the board. I'm talking about the physical manifestation of some stuff, but we're talking about when it comes to your dream of writing that book, of being that published author, of being the teacher, of going back to school, of starting that business, starting those dreams, you see? That when you dare greatly and you step out at that moment, that spirit is saying step out and you do your research and you do your study to the best of your ability and you go and say and meet who it is that God would have you to meet, that the universe will conspire at that moment to bring it about, to bring it to pass. So then after I did that, I actually started looking for homes, but in my mind, I said that I would look for a home and, you know, I would give myself a couple of years because I'm going by what society says in regards to when I should do it, timing and all these other things that I should do and all this other stuff I should have and all of this, you know. But I remember the day distinctly where I was online because I already said what I wanted, not only in the home, but the community that I wanted to live, and had no idea that it already existed. But that was when I was reminded that everything that you can think of and desire, every dream, every hope, every goal, all your purpose, all your destiny has already been created and waiting for your manifestation. You know, waiting for the manifestation or waiting for your preparation and for you to get ready. So then when it was revealed to me that the community that I thought was actually already in existence, I remember the day I kept saying, I got to wait, I got to get this together, I got to get that together. And I remember the day that I went online and I saw a house and spirits that go out there today. So this was in April. I got up, got dressed. Okay, we're talking about daring greatly. Okay, at that time, I didn't know what my credit score was. I knew where it had been the year before when I went out and got the car. But I didn't know at that time where it was to get what I wanted. So I went out and I went to the location, walked into the model, took the tour, went to the lot to see where the house would be built, all of that good stuff. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to do this because Spirit is saying, do it now. Did it then. That house was not the one. Came back. Spirit said, go back online. I went online, went to Zillow, found houses in that area. Contacted one of those agents who happened to be exclusive for the community that I was looking for. 4 days later, I was under contract for my house. Not only was I under contract for my house, I had lenders bidding against each other for my contract to the point where my interest rate, by the time they finished bidding, my interest rate dropped all the way down to 3.5. I got the VA loan I wanted. I'm telling it for your benefit to let you know that when you move, when you dare to move, you see, when you dare greatly and when you move with God's timing, with faith in God and faith in yourself, then everything will line up. I got the interest rate, the lowest possible one that they were offering for the VA at that time. The sellers kicked in with so much tremendous, you know, stuff, paying towards closing costs and all of this other stuff, leaving all of the appliances, cleaning the carpet, everything, home inspection, a breeze, appraisal, a breeze. You follow me? I counter-offered and offered them less than what they were offering to sell the house for. The house came back appraised for more. I'm just giving you a glimpse of what happens when you move, when God says move, when you dare greatly. So within a matter of a week, the week prior, I thought maybe I need to wait another year before I look for a house. And then a week later, I'm under contract with a house that I dreamed of in the community, that I dreamed of with the lowest possible interest rate, with the sellers chipping in. And here's one more thing. Just when that occurred, the money that I needed for the closing costs occurred at the same time. Oh, let me tell you. Come on now. God, the universe does that. If you don't believe that the universe conspires in your favor and will work it out in that way, then you have to actually start with your belief in God. Then you need to go back to get your belief in God together. God works that way. Prior to me coming out, when I came out to see that house the first time, when God said move and go out there now, I didn't have no money for clothing. No, I did not. But guess what? A week later, when I got ready to go under contract, I had a few thousand for earnest money. And when I went to closing, by the time I went to closing, everything that I needed, I had. There was no hiccup. None. Okay, and I've bought a house before. I know how the housing thing goes. There was none. No hiccup. You hear me? It went smooth. There was a little thing with the agent. Well, he was kind of getting on my last nerve, but that was because I didn't choose the lender he wanted me to go with. Because now I had lenders bidding against my, to get my contract. Because I got a pre-approved fast, they knew it was VA. Once I got pre-approved for a certain amount and it was VA, and, you know, they had already seen my information because, you know, you had already sent in your W-2s and your pay stubs, your savings account, checking account information. When they saw that, they were like, oh, no, you're still going to be approved. I want your business. And I let them bid against me, and I allowed that to work. I allowed God to do that. And at some moments, you know, I was afraid, like, oh, my God, what if all this falls through? But I allowed my courage to outweigh my fear. So the only thing you have to do is allow your courage to outweigh your fear. So I'm sitting in the house that I went to close on that, if you'd asked me, this is July, June, May, if you'd asked me 5 months ago if I was moving, I would have said no, but I'm sitting right here now. So I want to encourage you to dare greatly. Oh, I can go on and on about different things in my life that have taken that course. Basically, my entire life for the last few years has been done like that. I have goals. I have plans. I have vision. I have a vision board. I have the end result. What I don't have is a step-by-step. I understand. I believe God, and I believe in myself, and I understand that at times it will require me to dare greatly. And what that means is that when I hear that still small voice speak to me and say move, I move. When it says do, I do. When it says ask, I ask. When it says knock, I knock. Know this, that the only thing that can happen when you dare greatly is that you get a no, is that the door doesn't open. In some instance, you may experience what is failure. But even if you experience failure, then that means that you tried and that you know one more way that it won't work. And that means that the very next time that you try it may be the way that it does work. So even in personal relationships, I don't have the time to share the story in regards to how this has worked in my life personally as well, but it has. And one day I may share that, but that's going to be on the other side. I'm not telling that yet. But it works in every aspect of our lives. And even as I continue to dare greatly in my life, I encourage you to dare greatly in your life. Step out on faith, step out on God, step out on you, faith in you, and reach for and accomplish those things that you have dreamed of doing, that vision that you can't get rid of, that dream that you've held for years. What's the worst thing that can happen? It doesn't come to pass, not yet. So today, set your mind to dare greatly. Set your mind to be all, to become all. Know that you're worth it. Know that you deserve it. Know that God is with you. And if God be with you, he is more, she is more than the whole wide world against you. I'm going to leave you now. I greet you in love. And beloved, I hope on this week you will dare greatly.